Section 3. You will listen to a podcast by an environmental biologist. As you listen to the podcast, use the cause and effect relationships it presents to fill in the diagram. You will hear the recording twice.
The ocean, vast, mysterious, and full of life, has been my workplace for years. As an environmental biologist, I have devoted my career to understanding the delicate balance that keeps marine ecosystems thriving. But I encountered a story that would change me forever. It is the story of a display shark, a dangerous human pursuit, and a fight for survival. This is the story of Miracle. It began during a routine oceanic survey. The once thriving coral reef, home to countless marine species, fell strangely quiet. Navigating my small research vessel across the still surface, I spotted a large erratic shadow beneath the water. To my surprise, it was a shark, battered, disoriented, and far from its natural habitat. I will later name her Miracle. The signs were clear. She was in distress, likely displaced by the noise and vibrations from deep-sea mining nearby. These operations use powerful drills and explosives that send shockwaves for miles, disrupting marine life, forcing animals to flee, and sometimes causing serious injury. In Miracle's case, she had been forced from a safe zone and hurt in the process. Her dorsal fin was torn, probably by discarded mining equipment, and her movements were sluggish. Around her, the waters were clouded with debris, a stark contrast to the pristine conditions I once knew here. The reef's vibrant life was fading, and the damage was undeniable. Knowing I had to act quickly, I guided Miracle into a temporary recovery tank aboard my boat. She was fragile, and I moved slowly to keep her calm. Over the following days, I monitored her closely. Her deep cuts began to heal, her movements grew steadier, and her strength gradually returned. While I was relieved to see her recovery, I couldn't ignore the bigger picture. Deep-sea mining, often defended for its economic benefits, is destroying marine habitats, sometimes irreversibly. If these activities had been better regulated, perhaps Miracle would have never been injured or displaced. The ocean is a fragile ecosystem, and every disruption has a ripple effect. Miracle's survival was a small victory, but her story is also a warning. If we continue to exploit the ocean's resources without care, we risk losing far more than we can replace. I can only hope her journey inspires action to protect the countless lives beneath the waves.